started there, it's very much Aleph Tammuz, Tov Shnayin Zayin, Rabbi Moshe Young.
Shalom Aleichem, good Chodesh. It's always nice coming back to Manchester, the Haim, as far as I'm concerned, and look forward to being here for a few more days. And it's nice again to join you with the Start the Day the Torah Way. So I thought of talking about why David HaMelech couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash. It's from the wording which you find in Shmuel Beis. It's just a few psukim, just a couple of psukim, but the Medrash says more, develops it much more, and explains what happened, the conversation, so-called conversation between the Ribbono Shel Olam and David HaMelech, and it involves lots and lots of issues, lots of ideas here. So we try to bring them all in. It's a short time to bring such a big inyan into it, but it's very important to understand this. First of all, let's see what the pasuk says. The pasuk in Shmuel Beis says the following. David HaMelech was living in, he'd had no problems anymore with the enemies, and he wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the wording which he used was, if I am living in a beautiful palace, don't forget he built, and Hiram, the king, helped him to build, king of Tyre, Goyisha king, helped him to build a palace. If I am living in a Beis HaRozim, in a big house, a palace of cedar wood, then a Kol Shekein, Kal Vachomer, the Vinsham, who lives at the moment, so to speak, the Aron HaKodesh is in curtains in the Mishkan. But so Kol Shekein also has to have a palace. So he wanted to build a palace, a Beis HaMikdash, a big, beautiful building for the Kovod Hashem. That's what he wanted. So what he used was what is called a Kal Vachomer. You all know what Kal Vachomer is. Just like you might say, if a weak man can lift up a desk, a table, so Kal Vachomer, a strong man can lift up. The other way around, so Kal Vachomer, a strong man can lift up the desk. And the Gemara always uses the expression, v'dinhu. Those, you know, you learn in the Gemara, when the Gemara says a Kal Vachomer, the Gemara always uses the Lashon, v'dinhu. Isn't this a din? The real meaning, as Rav Desta explains, the inyan of din means a consequence. When you say, what's the din? It means when a person does a certain thing, there is a consequence. The consequence of a mitzvah is that you're making a tikkun in the world. The consequence of an aveira is that a person's making a kilkel in the world, spoiling things in the world. There's a consequence. Never mind the reward and the punishment of Olam Haba, but there's always a consequence in the bria. That's called a din. You put water to the flowers, they'll grow. That's a din. So there's a din in the physical world, and there's a din in the ruchniyistika world. So that's the Kal Vachomer which David HaMelech made. Now why does David HaMelech make such a din? Why does David HaMelech think in terms of din and Kal Vachomer? Because David HaMelech's midah is the midah of Midas HaDin for himself. That means very harsh with himself. At the same time, chesed with others. And there's a pasuk also, David HaMelech did tzedakah mishpat, mishpat of tzedakah. So for instance, if a millionaire was owed by a poor person, owed him $10, £10, I'm speaking American already. So if he owed £10 to a millionaire, al pi halacha, he's got to pay up those £10. So if you brought him, if the millionaire would bring him to Beis Din, and you paskin, you are mechuyev to pay. So this poor man might be crying, I haven't got this £10. He's a millionaire. That's the din. That's the halacha. That's the mishpat. But then afterwards, David HaMelech will pay out of his own pocket. That's the chesed. So for others, there's chesed. For oneself, there's din. One's got to be careful about it, not the other way around. Some people are very kind to themselves. You know, they believe that, oh, I didn't do that thing wrong. You know, the person talks himself into believing that, yeah, I don't do anything wrong. Everybody critical about everybody else. It's got to be the other way around. Critical of oneself, but chesed for others. So David HaMelech was always a Midas HaDin with himself. And you have that later also with the whole Nisayon you have with Bathsheba. I'm not going to that subject now. But also he said to the Bereshit, test me. But the fact remains, that's David HaMelech himself. Evi Alpi Din. Now, so he made a Kal Vachomer. If he's sitting and living in a palace, and he's the king who represents Malchus Shemayim. Kal v'chomer, the Rebbein Hashem himself, who is Malchei Amlochim, should be, and the Ordnar Kodesh should be also be in the palace. So he wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't an emotional feeling. He might say, oh, I must have a nice place for the Ordnar Kodesh. It was Alpi Din. It is right that there has to be a Mokum Kavua with a beautiful place for the Ordnar Kodesh. So it wasn't emotional. It was Alpi Din sort of thing, you see. The Shomer Mel is a different parasha altogether, which we're not going to talk about now, when he actually built it. And of course, because he had such a Mesilas Nefesh to provide, to find a lot of money and gold and silver to build the Beis HaMikdash, so we say Mizmo Shir Chanukas Habayis. He made that Skevartia Chanukas Habayis, although he wasn't Zocher to build. When you say he wasn't Zocher, it's the wrong word to use. He wasn't Zocher to build the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Des explains the whole Indian like this. So let's go a little bit further. All that the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis is he wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash according to this Kal V'chomer. That's what he wanted to do. So he said to Nosson HaNavi, I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. And Nosson HaNavi said, Gesundheit, go and build it. And then the wording actually in the Psukim itself, there's like a space. If you know, it's written in the Megillah. I mean, we have it in the Chumash, in the Sefer rather, but it's the Megillah. And in the Megillah would be, Nosson HaNavi said to him, go ahead. Then there's a space in the same Pasuk, and then he was told, you can't build a Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a Medrash about this. What does the Medrash say? First of all, there's a repetition in Divrei HaYomim. Of course, a lot of things are repeated, and that, but in more detail, different details, whatever it is. Divrei HaYomim gives a reason. Now, we have to understand here, one's got to have the right sort of perception. Unfortunately, people learn Tanakh as Bible stories. You can't learn Tanakh without Mefarshim. And unfortunately, when people do, they say, what does the Pasuk say in Divrei HaYomim? You can't build a Beis HaMikdash. Ki damim rabim shafachta lefonai. You've shed a lot of blood. So if you ask people, why couldn't he build a Beis HaMikdash? He said he had blood on his hands. Chas v'shalom, they said, what do you mean? He's always killing people. He's killing thousands of people. You can see that. And the wars that he had. Sorry, you've got blood on your hands. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash. What's the pshat? So the Medrash goes like this. But Rabbeinu Shem said to him, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash because damim rabim shafachta. You've shed blood. So what David HaMelech assumed from that was that when a person does an activity, some action, which is called cruel, killing people, you're bound to be affected by it. Adam nifal kafi pulosab. A person's nature is affected by the way you behave. The Rambam talks about it as well in a different sort of context. In the sense, for instance, a person's very stingy and mean. He won't give tzedakah. He just refuses to give tzedakah. And he listens to people telling him, you've got to give more. You can afford it. You've got to give more tzedakah. He says, I can't. It hurts me to give a pound. So what should you do? So he decides to give £100 to tzedakah. So should he, you know this probably, so should he give £100 to one ani, or should he give £1 to 100 aniyim? So adam nifal kfi pulosav, which means if you constantly give that ani, that ani, and that ani, it'll affect your nature, you'll change into a different thing. Also, Modesta talks in the Kuntas Acher said, if a person doesn't like somebody, how do you get to like somebody? I mean, there's bound to be people. I mean, a lot of people say, I can't stand that person. I hate that person. I'm not talking about is a Russia. But people just don't like people. You're not supposed to. He mustn't hate anybody. But I don't like him. So what should you do? Give him presents. Do nice favors to the person. Say, how can I do? I don't like him. But the more you do, you'll build into yourself this attitude. He's not as bad as all that when you give and you give and you give. Adam nifal kafi pulosav. By constantly doing the thing, it affects you. For a good way and for a bad way. So therefore, David HaMelech thought like this. That he was told, Damim rabim shafachto, you've shed a lot of blood. So he thought, maybe I've got a pagam in myself, I've got a fault in myself. If I keep on killing people the whole time, I've become a cruel person. My midah is wrong. That's what he knew, that he was had a midas hadin for himself, as we explained before. But if I'm going around killing people, thousands of people, so I'll be affected. So the Bereshit answered again the pasuk, "Domim rabim shofachta lefonai." It was completely l'shem shamayim. Every person that David HaMelech killed, a goy, whatever it was, it was sometimes a Yiddish person. We're not going into the details. If you learn Tanakh, you know these certain stories. But the thing is, he felt that there was a pagam in him, and if he's got a pagam in him, how can he build a Beis HaMikdash? So the Bereshit said, not at all. Lefonai, everything that you did was completely l'shem shamayim. So the point is, he said, no, so what's wrong with that? So why can't I build a Beis HaMikdash if everything I do is perfect? So I'll just go to the side issue here. The thing is like this. There's a din of Iranidachas. Iranidachas means, as you know, Iranidachas, if a whole town, Yiddish town, turned to Avodah Zarah. It never ever happened. But Lamais, you will learn it from Kabbal Schar. The halacha is about it, Pasuk in Re'ei. If you find that the whole town has turned to Avodah Zarah, there's a din of Ir HaNidachas, which is pushed away, it has to be destroyed, not just the people, the Avodah Zarah, the whole lot. Men, women, and babies, and children. Kill the lot. Destroy all the property, burn it all, take it into the middle of the street, burn everything. Have no shaychus, no connection at all. Have no connection at all with that town anymore. Finished. It's got to be a tel olam. It's got to be built as a mound. Mustn't be rebuilt again. Now, again, the thing is, imagine. Can you imagine this? The shluchei bezdin, the messengers of bezdin, have got a din now. As I said, it never happened. But it's a pasuk, it's a din, it's a halacha. You see, just like I said, Ben Sora and Mora, did that happen? Some say it did happen occasionally. I'm not going to that now also. But the thing is, it just didn't never happen. But Lemaisa, what would you do? So that means the Shluchei Bezdin, the Helik Sanhedrin, it has got to be done by the Sanhedrin, Kedoshe Elyon would say, Hineni Muchun Mizuman, to go and kill everybody in Ir Nidachas. Can you imagine? A Godel Batora. He takes his sword, or whatever, sword, those, whatever would happen. He takes his sword and he says, with Kedusha, Hineni Muchun Mizuman, to be Makayim, the mitzvah of Ir Hanidachas. And then the whole lot of them go around killing everyone. Little babies lying in the prams and the cribs and that sort of thing, sticking a knife into them. You'd have to do it. So the person's going to become cruel. You're doing a mitzvah, but you're going to be so cruel. So the pasuk says, "Varichamti, I'll have rachmanis," says the Bereshit. If they do it completely l'shem shamayim, the midah will not be affected. If you do a thing, even if it happens to be a cruel thing, you're not going to be affected at all. The Bereshit is like a get a nest, really, to a certain extent, and it won't affect the person. So there's an interesting Zohar on the din of Korbanos. In Korbanos, say a person shechtzah has to bring a korban ola, chatos, whatever it is. There are four avodas, four activities, in a korban. There's shechitas a korban. Then there's Kabbalas Hadam, you shech the animal. Then you've got to receive it in one of the Kalei Shares, one of the holy Kalim. That's called Kabbalas Hadam. Then there is Holacha, taking the Kali. This is one of the Avodas, taking the Kali right to the Mizbeach. It could shech the next to the Mizbeach as well, as El Shad about the Holacha aspect. Doesn't matter. You've got first of all Shechita, Kabbalas Hadam, Holacha to the Mizbeach, and Zerikas Hadam. Sometimes Zerikas Hadam is spritzing it, sometimes it's just pouring, whatever that korban is. Four things. And the pasuk says, V'hikriv ha-kohen. The kohen has got to do it, but it doesn't mention v'hikriv of the shechita. The balabas himself, the person who brings the korban, say the Shomeh can be done even by the Vat. And the Zohar says, not only is it permitted by a Zar, by Israel, a Levi. Not only is it permitted, but it's better. Why is it better? Because it means that if a Kohen is constantly shechting, it's going to affect his personality. And, well, if a person is a shochet, I mean, he must have been born under the muzzle of Mardim, of Mars. Therefore, he's either going to be a shochet, he's going to be a murderer, or he's going to be a moel, or he's going to be a doctor, as Imar says, it causes that, whatever it is. So the point is, that's his leader. So the Kohen better not do it. He'd better not shech. If possible, get out of the shechita. Let the balabas do it. Why? Because Adam Nifel Kafi Pulosav, he'll be affected, and therefore he won't be an Ish Chesed. Ula Levi Omar Tumech V'Yurechel Ish Chesedecha. A Kohen has got to show Chesed and kindness and warmth. Aaron HaKohen. Oives Abrius. And if you have to be an Oives Abrius if you're busy, if you're killing all the time. You see. So the question is, so isn't Shechita of the Korbanos, isn't this a mitzvah? So what do we say with the Iranidachas, if you're doing such a mitzvah, you're not going to be affected. The point is you have to be a tzaddik. And then we see, especially in the second base of Mikdash, there were a lot of Kohanim who were not tzaddikim. It's interesting, you know, you've learned the Gemara in Zvachim and Menachas. So many blatter Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim goes on and on by the name Pigel, the wrong Machshavas. You think a Kohen's got, you know, Pigel is that you shech the animal you have, Zikr Sadam, whatever, in order to eat the carbon in the wrong time or eat in the wrong place, and that sort of thing is an Aveda. So much about Pigel, that's called Pigel. Why should there be Pigel? That's Hadid, a Kohen, shech the Behem, Gavalti, because people were not tzaddikim. Unfortunately, they even became tzaddokim. Even Kohen Gadol tzaddokim, and that sort of thing. So therefore, it's not like the Sanhedrin of the Nidachas. So therefore, back again to David HaMelech. So David HaMelech says, well, what's wrong if Domim Rabim Shafachti Lifnei Hashem? And the Benjamin said, Lifnei Hashem. But everything which you did was completely l'shem shemayim, 100% l'shem shemayim, therefore your midah is not being changed. And if your midah is not being changed, then why can't I build a base mikdash? What's wrong with that? So the Rebbeinu Shem said, no, if you build a base mikdash, your midah is the midas hadin. And that means the base mikdash has got to be built al pi midas hadin. And what does that mean? If the Beis HaMikdash is built up in Midas Hadin, it means that the Beis HaMikdash could never be destroyed. And that means the Beis HaMikdash will always have to be there. So what's the consequence of that? If Yidden do Avedas, they'll be punished. I mean, as soon as a person does an Aveda, Alpidin, punished straight away. So where's the Chesed of the Rabbeinu Shlomo? You say that Teshuvah was created before the world was created. What's the pshat? Give a marshal, let's say, like a contemporary type of marshal. For instance, let's say there was an occasion when they sent something up to the moon. So what do? It's so computerized, highly technical, very sophisticated things to measure the atmosphere on the moon or the dust, whatever it is. You know, they send these things, and they sent a cart. I don't know how big the cart was, maybe a small one, big one, I don't know. But they sent it up there. And the cart got stuck. You know, it must have wheels or traction, whatever it was. And it got stuck. So you can't say to the man in the garage, hey Jim, go upstairs and go to the moon and fix it for me. You call out the AA. No, you can't do that. So it's already pre-programmed into the machinery. Every possible thing that if that goes wrong, if water gets into it, whatever it would be, it's all pre-programmed beforehand. So if you get stuck, that was the mice with that thing in the moon. So therefore, it was all pre-programmed, so therefore they knew how to get it off a rock, which is stuck there. Right. That is what teshuva is. The Rabbeinu Shem has put teshuva into the world because Rabbeinu Shem knows that people are going to do the wrong thing. You know, it says, Bereishis bara Elokim. The Rabbeinu Shem created a world al pi din, That's the way it should be. Everything's got to go beautifully. Human beings have got to behave themselves properly. The goyim and the shevet mitzvot b'nei Noach, and the havdol yiddishah people have got to keep tabiach mitzvahs and be tzaddikim the whole time. They've got to keep the din. But the Rebbein Shem knows the future. And we also have to understand this, what it means by the Rebbein Shem knowing the future. People make mistakes. You know, you ask people, does Rebbein Shem know what's going to happen tomorrow? Of course he knows. Did he remember what happened yesterday? Of course he remembers his hatos. He doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He's already there tomorrow now. Not that he remember what happened yesterday. He's already there yesterday. That's the Shem Hashem. Ha Yehovah V'yeh, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Which is Lamala Miller's man. He transcends time. Only he waits for our activities to give us a reward. Avraham knew Avraham Avinu would be prepared to shecht his son. But he wanted the Nisayan, that Avraham Avinu himself, to go through the terrific Bechira of what to do. So the thing is that the Rebbein Shem created the world really outrageous by Elohim, that there should be Alpi Midas Hadin. Everyone should do the right thing, and in the physical world as well. When a person eats food, it should be digested. If a cow eats grass, it'll digest. What's the whole purpose of this? You water flowers, they should grow. That's the din. The Seder HaOlam, which follows the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, which is all din. And he created a physical world with mukbal, a limited thing. You see, everything with a cause and effect. That's the din. But the Rebbein Shem, who knows the future, because he's already there in the future, he knows that humanity is going to do avedas, and Yidden also going to chas v'chalila do avedas as well. And therefore, the Rebbein Shem said, it's going to be api midas harachamim. What is midas harachamim? It's going to be chesed. There's such a thing as teshuvah. And if a person does teshuva, the Rebbein Shem will show chesed on the person. What is chesed? Chesed means something which a person doesn't deserve. When you give tzedakah to somebody, if you get something back from that tzedakah, then it's not chesed. There's a pasuk, ziru lachem tzedakah, kitzur lefi chesed. When you sow tzedakah, sow seeds. If you sow tzedakah, who said it? All of it is chesed? As the Chovas HaLevava says, when a person says he's got a headache, so what does he do? He takes a tablet. If a person's got a heartache, I don't mean a physical one, he sees an oni suffering so much, so that if you want to take away your own suffering, so you give the person some tzedakah, and you feel better. You feel better when you give the person some tzedakah. Now, you're sowing seeds of tzedakah. The Lashon of the Medrash explains that when a person, say, has got a farmer has got a million seeds in a big sack or a few sacks. Imagine each wheat seed, say, will produce one stalk of wheat with 40 seeds. Just imagine. So if you sow a million seeds, you should get 40 million seeds away. But you don't do that. You don't get it. Because it depends on the weather, it depends on insects and the fertility of the ground. So when you give tzedakah, ziru lachem tzedakah, so tzedakah, but how much are you going to reap according to how much chesed there was? If you get something back, if you alleviate your pain, your suffering, or you want just covered, you give away $1 million, many pounds to a moshed, and that's all, they say your name's on there, so you've bought something back. So it's not £1 million of tzedakah. Because you've kept, it is £1 million of tzedakah, but you haven't given £1 million of chesed, because you've bought something back. You've got a lot of chesed. Why do you use your money for that? You could use your money for gambling. You use your money for guter zachen. But it's not 100% back. You don't get the back 100%. So the point is, the chesed is an important inyan. And the Rebbein Shem says that when a person does an aveira, we do aveiras, and we need the chesed from the Rebbein Shem to forgive us if you do tshuva. That's what it means. So the chesed which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, we don't deserve it. Just like the Ani doesn't deserve it. I mean, I might say he deserves it. I mean, that's talk about rights, everybody's rights. But really it means when you give an Ani some money, he doesn't really deserve it in that sense. So anybody who gets tzedakah, it means it's the goodness of somebody else who wants to help him to give tzedakah. And then it's a chesed. So when we say Hazanis Olam Kuro Batuva Bachem Bachesed, it means that we get something which we didn't really deserve. So it depends on how much our maises are. If a person goes lifnim mishuras hadin, if a person keeps mitzvahs, say on Shabbos, he keeps Shabbos, exactly what the Shulchan Aruch said. I mean, he learned, just heard before, out of Halpern, he was giving showing exactly what it is. But that's the din. But if a person wants to go beyond the din, a shtickle besser, you might say like children's toys on Shabbos. So do you allow your children's toys to play Monopoly on Shabbos? You say, what's wrong? I'll be a bush date. You know, people say, no, what's wrong? Of course there's nothing wrong with it. But the point is the Shabbos thing. So that little bit extra, that's a chesed to the kaviyachal to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And if it's a chesed to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, the Rabbeinu Shlalom does back chesed, you don't deserve it, you see. So teshuva is really chesed. And the person doesn't necessarily deserve it, you see. And that's the whole point. If the Beis HaMikdash, if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built al pi midas hadin, that means there won't be any chesed from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That means if people do something wrong, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash stands there erect, this represents Malchus Shamayim, Bereishis Ba'alokim, Midas Hashem, the Midah of Din of Hashem, and only people, and people are going to suffer. That means the Beis HaMikdash will punish a person, and won't allow Chesed to come in. The Beis HaMikdash wants Chesed. Hashem is, we say, the Benjamin is waits for a person to do tshuva. Atzofa l'rasha, we say. Atzofa l'rasha v'chofetz pitzadko. The Benjamin wants lo'achpos v'mos hames. The Benjamin doesn't want us to die and to suffer. He's waiting for us to do tshuva. He could punish us straight away, but he doesn't. He waits for us to do tshuva. Do you deserve Chesed Mosham? No, not necessarily. But you will deserve it if you do something a little bit more for the Rabbeinu Shlalom. You do your own sort of chesed. A little bit of a chumrah. A little bit of a more a feeling for a mitzvah. You know, when people say on, in the nine days, so have paravat chicken, paravados, and paravados. Where's the feeling? There's nothing wrong with having paravat sausages. In the 9 days, what's wrong with it? Tastes nice, tastes exactly the same as flesh. But if it's staff eklan, a person, why should it? There's nothing wrong with it, al pi halacha. But a person should give that a little bit extra. That's the chesed which a person will show, kavayachol, to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And therefore he does chesed for us. Now if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built al pi midas hadin, that means it will be punished for everything we do, and there's no chesed. So what's wrong with that? We'll behave then. Give a marshal this sort of thing. Imagine when children go to a school, and you have to fill in forms, and you have to listen to the directions of the school, and the rules and regulations. Imagine it's said in the regulation that it's a school, a yeshiva, a seminary, whatever it is, and one of the rules is, you just speak once in class, you're out of the school altogether. Can you imagine that? First of all, nobody would go to that school for a start. But anyway, in other words, people would be terrified. One maisa, you're on, one strike, out, finished. If the Beis HaMikdash would be built al pi midas hadin, that's the way it would be. One avera, out, finished. And the Beis HaMikdash would remain standing. So where's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who would see Chastei Hashem? You would never see, it's only through teshuvah that you see Chastei Hashem. That's the only way. When a person knows he's done something wrong. And why does a person do avedas? Talking about frumma people. We all do avedas. We all do avedas. Why? Because you know there's a way out. Deep down, subconsciously, you know. Imagine a person does an aveda in their summer holidays and that sort of thing. Things that perhaps he shouldn't do. He went abroad and had a yetzahara for some whatever it is, food or whatever it was, Shabbos. He had a yetzahara. Deep down he knows it's going to soon be Elul. And I'm going to cry. And it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And I'm going to say, Al Chetchach Atan Fendach. And I'm really going to be genuine. I'm going to be genuine with that sort of thing. Therefore, you know you're going to get out of it. You know you're going to get out of your avera. It's not so bad. If you said that's the end of it, finish. Once you've done an avera, that's the end. So where's Chastei Hashem? And the Benjamin wanted that people should know there's such a thing as Chastei Hashem. And the fifth David HaMelech, who is interested in Midas Hadim for himself, what about for other people? So Chastei Hashem. Yosi Chasda Hashem, chesed for other people. And therefore the Beis HaMikdash could never be destroyed, but people will be punished. And that creates a sort of kaviyachol, a sadness for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's an Indian by itself. What does it mean? You know, Oz v'ched b'bim komo, it's definitely one of the Chagiga talks about is the sadness with the Rabban Shem, not sadness. That's a subject by itself. But the thing is, the Rabban Shem will be sad. He'll have tsar. Rabban Shem will have tsar. The Beis HaMikdash will have tzad, there's Yidden doing Avedas, and they're punished straight away. No second chance. You don't get a second chance. You don't just get a fine. Finished. That's the end. So Baruch Shem Kebayach will have tzad. I always remember I used to sometimes go to Shmuz with the late Rosh Yeshiva, Zecha Tzadik Rebach Rav Siegel. I used to go in to see him. And, you know, it's sit there, you sit on that side of the table, and his table, and I'd sit the opposite, and Shmuz about certain things, ask him what I have to ask, and so on. And while I'm talking, the phone would ring. He always had the phone in front of him. And he lifted it, he would lift up the phone, and, you know, those who can picture the Rosh Yeshiva, all of a sudden his face would go all red. He would frown, and it may be somebody from Australia asking a shayla about whether it's babies, or it's children, it's illness, money, panosa, whatever it was. He'd have such tsar. You could see on his face terrific tsar. And if he gives a bracha and this, whatever he used to say and so on. When you go to a gadol for a bracha, what does it mean? Magic. You go to a bracha, bracha v'sham, sound good. It means that the gadol has tzar. He feels for the other person. And the Rosh Yeshiva felt so much. So the Rebbe takes away his tzar. How does he take away his tzar? How does it go? By healing that person, whoever, the person who's asked for pain, lots of problems, by healing, helping the other person. And therefore, his tzar goes away. And therefore the Beis HaMikdash would have to, it's better, should be destroyed. Otherwise Bensh would have tzar, and the Beis HaMikdash would have tzar, and therefore you wouldn't see any Chasdei Hashem. And you've got to see Chasdei Hashem. We have to live with Chasdei Hashem the whole time. You say it in Davening, Hiram Chasdei, and Hallel, so many 26 times. We say, that's in Hallel, I got all. But 26, Hodel Hashem, Kito, Hiram Chasdei, Hodel, 26. That refers to different Doris, and so on. Benjamin showed, as Reb Hutner calls it, Chesedshul Vitur. Whatever that means, also, it's no time to talk about what it means by chesed shel vitur. But the fact is, the Baruch Shem sort of showed chesed even if you don't deserve it. And that's very often the case. We get chesed, chasdei Hashem, although we don't deserve it. We deserve things as well. We keep mitzvahs. It says in Chumash, in the second parasha of Kirishma, Vayim Shema, if you keep mitzvahs, you will get panos, you will do this. So we do get it, but we don't know what is din and what is chesed. We don't know. If a person earns, makes a good living, and he earns a certain amount, how much of it is din, and how much is it chesed? We don't know. But if there's a Beis HaMikdash there built by David HaMelech, you'll never see Chasdei Hashem. You just won't, because everything will be so harsh. Benjamin said, I'm not having that. It's interesting that the Haftorah for Shemini, with a maaser with not of an avihu is in, of course, in Shemini. The haftorah is this about David HaMelech not building the Beis HaMikdash. Not of an avihu like that. Not of an avihu was so. The thing which they did wrong is they did 15 avedas, as Chazal say, whatever they were. But it's all, Dest explains, it was all to do with gaiva. He didn't marry anybody. They said, who's good enough, or whatever it was. And hi, Madregas. And they said, when will Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron die? So we'll take over, and we'll rule Klal Yisrael al pi midas hadin. They were krovim to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Close, these, for themselves, midas hadin. They said, we krov ayakodesh. Benjamin says, no, they can't live. Grosset tzadikim, not of Nevihu. Kavaldik et tzadikim. But they wanted the Yidden to also to keep everything properly. Never mind Chasdei Hashem. Never mind Teshuvah. Never mind that. Just listen to what the Baruch Shem tells you to do. Baruch Shem said, that's no good. I can't have a big krov ayakodesh. I'll have a Kiddush Hashem by taking them away. What's the Kiddush Hashem? That you'll see Chasdei Hashem. you see. And therefore it's the same, as I said, it's in the Haftorah for the Haftorah for this, the Haftorah is with David HaMelech not being able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a very important yisod for us to remember, that sort of thing. We're always relying upon Chasdei Hashem the whole time. But when the base, the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, it'll be built Alpi Midas Hadin. Why? Because Bilam was our Netzach, and there's no Yetzahar anymore, there's no Satan anymore, we want to do the right thing, we just steig and steig and steig and Yerushamayim and mitzvahs and to do all that, more and more things all the time. That's what we want, and therefore you won't even, if you like, need the Chasdei Hashem, because we'll be living Alpi Midas Hadin. Then that will be the third Beis HaMikdash. Amen.